I'm Summer McStravick, host of this show, Flow Dreaming. As a BBS radio listener, you can receive 10% off all of my books, CDs, and instant MP3 downloads at the Manifesting Store at flowdreaming.com. Just enter the coupon code letters BBS during checkout. Enjoy 10% off at flowdreaming.com. Remember, BBS at checkout. This offer expires on July 31st.
You're listening to Flow Dreaming with your host, Summer McStravick.
Well, welcome to Flow Dreaming. I am Summer McStravick, your host this week, and it's a pretty interesting topic, I think. Don't be fooled. Don't be fooled. We're going to look into the energetics of lying and pulling the wool over someone's eyes. Oh, very interesting. I think I've talked about this maybe once or twice before in the hundreds of shows that I've done, but it's fascinating. And the longer that I'm flow dreaming for, the easier and more clearly I'm able to look into people, look into situations, simply assessing them right on the fly and knowing you're lying to me, you're not lying to me, or there is some squishy place in between that's coming through right now. So we're going to go into that. How can you develop this in yourself? How can you start sensing it when it comes to you from other people? Stay tuned. It's going to be a fascinating hour as we discuss the energetics of lying, how the flow energy transmits this kind of dishonesty, and what you can do to start navigating around it, protecting yourself from it. So before we get into that, first of all, I have a request of all of you. I know many of you listen to this show via podcast, or you listen to it online after it's already aired live. I am curious. I'm having to make some strategic decisions over the summer going into the fall on where and how I'm broadcasted and where you're accessing these downloads from and so on and so forth. And I would really love to know from you if you want to send me an email, just a quick one, just shoot one off to me, where and how you listen. First of all, where did you find out about flow dreaming? Maybe you bought a book in the store. Maybe you heard me with Dr. Dyer at Hay House. Maybe you're listening to me on any one of my affiliate stations right now. What is that website that you heard about me? Or did you find me via a teleclass that you were in? Maybe one of the teleclasses that I've taught with other people over the course of the last couple of years. Maybe it was a randomly searched me on iTunes. However or wherever you found me, I'd love to know. And also, how do you listen to this show today? Where do you go? Do you listen live? Do you go on iTunes? Are you signed up for a feed? Does it come to your inbox? I'd love to know and start to get an idea of where most of you are really getting this program from and accessing the material. Because I'm making website changes, trying to figure out what people like best on the site, what I need to do more of, less of. As I get busier and busier and busier, I find I'm having to really prioritize my time, put it where people are going to find the material and not put it in places where nobody finds it or hears it. So let me know. The email address is, write this down, although it's pretty simple, Summer, S-U-M-M-E-R, at flowdreaming.com. Summer at flowdreaming.com. Summer is just like the season, and flow dreaming is with an F, F-L-O-W, dreaming.com. Anyway, you'll get a little automated reply. That means that I got it, and I will get back to you if I can. If I can't, my warmest thanks to you all for sending in this information to me that I'll use so much. Oh, Facebook, that's another place. Maybe you found me first on Facebook. I don't know. Nice community there, by the way. There's about 6,000 of us now, and we chit-chat and we talk, and I post these shows up there, too. So Facebook's a nice place to access Flow Dreaming from. Okay, so what's going on this week in the flow? I'm going to be taking your calls, first of all, 877-230-3680. 877-230-3062. 877-230-3062. That's toll free anywhere in the world. So I will be helping you out with whatever is going on in your life, whatever questions you have. I use my empathic intuition, which is just another means of using flow energy. Now, flow energy, by the way, you're going to keep hearing me talk about this if this is your first time listening to this program. Flow energy, flow dreaming, flow philosophy, it's all wound up together. It is the most fabulous thing since sliced bread. At least it has been in my life. It's a technique that allows you to manifest and create in your life. Create. What do you want? What would make you feel really good? Even if you don't know what that is, you can still manifest the feelings of being plain old happy. You know, sometimes we reach those points in our life and we say, I don't really know what will make me happy. All I know is that right now I just don't feel right. I don't feel totally happy. I feel a little bit, I don't know, like I'm just not getting out of life what I want, or, you know, a little depression or something going on there. You can simply say to your flow, just bring me things that'll make me happy, because my higher self knows what those things are. You know, the other energies that help me in this world, they know what those things are. Deep down inside me, my deepest, deepest self understands these are things that'll make her happy or make him happy. And if they're not able to get to them right now, what's in the way? What needs to be cleared out? What needs to be fixed? You just simply state your final objective. I want to be happy. I want to feel really good. I want to feel enthused. I want to feel like I have lots of friends. I want to have enough money. So you can then start adding in all the littler things, all the ideas that you have. Or you can just stick with, I just want to wake up and feel really totally content with my life. That is fine to flow dream on right there, right off the bat. Oh, but I digress. Here we are talking today about being fooled. And I'll tell you what made me think about this topic. We have a garage door that's been broken, but it's not so broken that it drives you crazy and it doesn't open. It only doesn't open every time it gets a little foggy or rainy out. Then it starts to break and pop and all the screws fall out and just gets off track, right? Just enough to drive my husband absolutely crazy that we're not getting it fixed. But, you know, it's, who wants to call the garage door repairman and go through all that and Because you know what they try to do oftentimes when the service guys come out and they're maybe speaking with a lone woman, they say, well, that garage door, it's going to cost you about $875. You see these rails are all bent. You need a brand new garage door. Maybe you could get one for $1,100 if you want the fancy windows inside. And you're sitting there and you're thinking, I don't know. Something in me feels like it could be fixed for a lot less than that. Something in me says that maybe it just needs to be adjusted, have a rail. I don't know what it is. Just something is not right here. Something's not right. All right. That's one example of when someone's trying to pull the wool over your eyes. Now, usually there's some degree of intention to it, but sometimes there's not. Sometimes they're really honestly thinking that. It's much harder to tell if a person is honestly thinking or feeling what they're saying. Then you're in a more, you know, hard to tell energetic zone. But if they're actively putting out a sense of being deceitful, deceiving, lying, energetically what occurs is it's like a cross current. You've got one kind of energy coming at you, which is what they're telling you, what they're selling you on, what they're trying to convince you about. And then there's this other energy going in the exact opposite direction, which is saying, this is all untrue, this isn't right, I'm just supposed to do this because if I do, I'll get a bonus, and I need that right now because my rent check is due. You know, it's like two cross currents, you know, one floating above the other, energetically passing from this person to you. So when it hits you, no wonder you're feeling confused. No wonder you're saying, I can't quite process this. Now here's the thing, if you're hungry, if you're stressed out, if you're upset, if you are feeling under the weather, it's much more difficult to parse this and to understand. It's much easier to just kind of get roll in with it and just take whatever is coming at you face value. That's oftentimes where we get ourselves suckered into these things. However, if you're feeling good, if you're feeling clear, if you're in your moment, if you're in yourself, if you're in your flow, maybe you've done your flow dreaming before you know, have a service person come over. But there are wonderful service people in the world, by the way. I'm just using this as my example this week. But if you're coming at it from a real clear place inside, and you're really listening and evaluating, and that's the energy that you are streaming out of you into your flow, you will be able to notice the disconnect. And you don't have to say to yourself, are they lying or are they not lying? All you have to notice is, I'm feeling disconnect. I'm feeling uneasy. I'm feeling unsure. If you notice even that much, that's telling you there's an inconsistency here. Say no. Or put it off to another time. Or think about it overnight. All right? Now, this is for anything. This is for anything. Whenever someone is doing this with you. Now, what happens if we get into something a little more ambiguous, like a relationship? What if this is your son-in-law telling you something like, well, you know what, that money you loaned to me last month, you know, I paid for the electric bill, and we bought some groceries on it, and it was really helpful, but I can't pay you back this month. In fact, I need another loan. And you're sensing a feeling of, you know what, I don't know. It's not right. It's just not right. I don't know what it is. It's not right. All right. This is where your son-in-law is not telling you, actually, I did a little internet gambling, and some of the money that we had coming in went to that, but your money went to the electric bill, but the rest of the money went to paying the gambling that I was doing. You see, what's happening is, again, two streams of information, and they're not in alignment with one another. And so what you're getting is the crashing up. Imagine two streams, like literal streams of energy, crashing up, meeting each other, and splashing up in the air. You're sensing that confusion. You're sensing that place right there in between. Now, this is a great way to use flow energy, to monitor flow energy, to figure out who's telling you the truth, who isn't telling you the truth. Now, some of the credit for this I have to give to my mom, Venus Andrix. She taught me a long time ago, in different words, sort of the same thing. If you're at all confused, you know there is a problem. Okay? So what happens if you're not even paying attention to being confused? What if you're just going along with it? It sounds too good to be true. It sounds so wonderful. And the person who's selling it to you is really doing a great job reining in all of the contrary information. Now, most people, most plain old regular people, they can't do that. We're good people. Sometimes we tell lies, and that's what you hear. A good person with a problem telling you some dishonest things. But there are other people out there who are magnificent at lying. They have cultivated it into a kind of art form. They have rationalized it away. They've done it so long in their life that it fails to even seem bad to them in their mind anymore. It's just another way of communicating. It's perfectly acceptable. It's just part of their world. Now, I know this because I've looked into these people's minds. I do a lot of work on one-on-one sessions with people, and sometimes they ask me, look into someone's mind. What are they doing? And I go, oh, one of them. Can you imagine? It was such an eye-opener the first time I saw this, because I never really got that. I'm not that way. I don't know people that way, but I've been inside people that way, and now I can spot them a lot more easier than in the past. They have a completely different way of looking at the world. You might call them pathological liars, but that's kind of a heavy-handed term. You know, we tend not to say that unless we're feeling really, you know, angry. But really, it's a kind of person who's so comfortable with excusing a truth that it fails to register in them. Now, when these are the kind of people you have in your life, and unfortunately, if you are married to one, or if you have one as a parent, or a brother, or a sister, a best friend, I feel for you. I feel for what you're dealing with. Because everything they say to you, eventually, you start to mistrust. You don't know, because you're already prepared to mistrust. Or, on the other hand, what if this is a new person in your life? What if it's a new relationship and you're still trying to figure out who this person is? Maybe it's a boss. Maybe it is a new boyfriend. Are they telling you the truth or not? What's going on? Why do they seem one way, but other things point the other? This is where our own energy gets engaged. This is a little finer point I'm going to go into here. When our own energy is very much engaged in wanting something to be true, I want this to be true. I want this to be real. I want this to be the love of my life. I want this to be the best job I've ever had. When we're exuding that energy, we are helping this other person cover up their mistruth. Imagine that you have a big bucket, and they have a big bucket, right? Your bucket's full of energy, their bucket's full of energy. Well, they're pouring out a bucket full of energy that's not full of truth. You're pouring out a bucket full of energy that says, I want to believe you. Your energy goes over and submerges them and supports whatever their non-truths are. So you become an active participant in sort of propagating the fantasy that's going on between you. How do you know if you're doing that? It's harder. You have to take time to dissect it. You have to pay attention to the little details that aren't right. You have to take time away, sitting alone by yourself, out of their influence, your own energy, strictly your own energies, where you say to yourself, does this still feel really good? If I'm with them, do I just feel 100% good? Do the things that they tell me, do I ever say to myself, yes, I don't know, but I'll think about that later. How often do I have things I'll think about later or that I just let slide or slip by? Now, I wish I could give you a bullet cure for this, but I can't because, you know, it can happen. It just can happen to you, and you have to dig your own way out of it a little bit at a time, a little bit at a time. But I'll tell you, once you do it, once you've had the experience of it, it's kind of like being vaccinated. The second time it happens, the second person in your life that's like that, you are on guard. You know. You are looking and you are much more aware. And you're not as apt to let yourself fall into their energetic fantasy. Look at it that way. Some people have energetic fantasies going on. And they're pushing them off on you. They want you to also believe their fantasy. They want you to believe what they're saying. And if you're in alignment with their fantasy, you're going to. Whether or not there is any basis for this truth or this lie in the world at all. Energetic fantasies. Huh. You know, that's kind of an interesting topic. I never quite put it that way before. But truly, that's what they are. So this is just a show about, you know, giving you some instructions. How do I decipher? How do I know? What are some techniques and strategies I can use? I hope I just gave you a couple. And if I went too quickly through them because the show goes so darn fast, you know, just grab the show in podcast form. That if you don't know what a podcast is, basically there's going to be a link when this show is done. You can find it on my website or there'll be links you can find. If you go to my website, flowdreaming.com, you can find everything you need. Anyway, you can get this show as an MP3. You can put it on your computer. You can put it on your iPod or your player. You can just replay the beginning of the show again. Until you find out exactly what it is that you were trying to find out or look for. All right, well, I'm Summer McStravick. We're going to go to a break now. When we come back, though, listen, we're going to be doing a flow dream where we're going to get into a situation in our lives and we're going to see it crystal clear. We're going to ask that something be shown to us as it really is. Now, right there, if that made you nervous, if you kind of went, right there, take that as a hint that you're participating in the fantasy. You might not want it cracked. Or if you said to yourself, yes, please, I really need to know. I've been wanting to know for so long. Then it's going to be a really good flow dream for you because you're going to get to that point. But if you're feeling a little nervous, I think you ought to do it anyway. I think you ought to see what happens when that fantasy maybe lifts up a little bit. What's really going on under there? Ultimately, you want to be living in truth, right? You want good to be really good. You want truth to be really clear. You want your life to be on the level and beautiful and livable and sustainable. Fantasies, they don't do that for you. All right, I'm Summer McStravick. We'll be coming back right after this short break.
You're listening to Flow Dreaming with your host, Summer McStravick.
What can you do to smooth out a difficult situation? How can you program a new career, good health, or a fulfilling relationship into your future? Or maybe you need to know what someone, such as a spouse, boss, friend, or family member, is thinking so you can make some informed choices. Summer can help you with every one of these situations in a private session. She's already helped thousands of others, and you can read reviews of her intuitive and manifesting skills at flowdreaming.com. Visit flowdreaming.com to schedule your reading today.
Are you new to the flow? Start with a free Flow Dream MP3 from Summer Mixtravic's website, flowdreaming.com. Sign up for her newsletter, which she always writes herself, and she'll send you a Flow Dream to put on your MP3 player so you can begin sculpting your universe and learning the art of manifesting. Just go to flowdreaming.com and sign up for the newsletter today.
Losing weight can seem like a real struggle. Well, that might be because for years you've only approached it with diets and exercise. But what about energy, your energy, the flowing blueprint through your body that describes just how your body wants to look and feel? It often surprises people when I tell them that if you lose 10 pounds off your physical body, you better make sure your body's energy template loses those same 10. But how? Well, I use Flow Dreaming to sculpt my body energetically and remind it of how it wants to look and feel. The Flow Dreaming weight loss support system that I use is a 2-week journey into blissful, happy daydreams about your beautiful self that actually works to reshape your energies as well. Look for the weight loss support system on flowdreaming.com. It's a whole new way to lose weight.
Summer McStravick's Flow Dreams to Fall Asleep To has been a lifesaver for so many people who've had a hard time falling asleep due to anxiety, stress, or constant worry about situations that feel out of their control. Just look at the reviews on her website, flowdreaming.com. Her gentle words and guidance into the flow is the perfect path into a deep, restful night. Plus, for everyone who can get to sleep, this CD is the perfect way to fill your mind with positive, soothing words and imagery will build your inner confidence and self-love and keep you in your flow. This CD is a treasure you can give yourself tonight by getting the downloadable MP3 of the CD Flow Dreams to Fall Asleep To on our website, flowdreaming.com, or visit amazon.com. Here's wishing you sweet dreams.
Manifest your life with Summer McStravick and Flow Dreaming.
Welcome back to Flow Dreaming. I'm Summer McStravick, your host today. We're going to do a flow dream. I was just reviewing the chat going on here at ctr.com. And someone mentioned that the audio dropped out briefly during the program. I'm sorry about that. They wondered what request I had. That must be the one I started off the show with. That was asking you to email me how and where you listened to the show and where you discovered Flow Dreaming. And my email address is summer, S-U-M-M-E-R, at flowdreaming.com. So that's just a review of that. Let's see here. We are going to do a couple of interesting new things. I think I'm going to start by taking a quick call, and then I have some emails to read before we get to our flow dream. So, Renee, you're calling from New York City, and I bet I know what Renee in New York this is because you spell your name with two E's. So you're unusual. What's up, Renee?
Hello?
Hey, yes, you're on with me. It's Summer.
Oh, hi. Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. I'm listening to you right now, so I got a little confused.
Yes. Well, hey, I'm here.
Hey. I was calling because I'm actually, I've been doing my flow dreams and my mojos from your mom, and my situation at my survival job at work just went from being kind of not so great to really unbearable, and then also, my personal life is still a little messy. The same guy that you and I talked about showed up again. And then also, too, my business partner in my actual acting career is being a little sketchy. So I don't know how all of this manifested, but I was just wondering, what should I be doing right now?
Okay, Renee. Yep, as I look at you, and you're easy to get into because we have worked together in personal sessions. So, you know what? It's like this. It's like I see these ribbons, these three different ribbons in your life sort of all slinking together, and they're a little slinky, slimy ribbons. We need to clear things off. We need to brighten things up for you. Now, that's not to say that the exact same thing is going on in each of these conditions. You know, your business partner and what they're doing right now, I have a feeling, it's like, are they trying to do something and not include you? Or do something on the side of you or outside of you, hoping you're not going to tell or know?
That's what it kind of feels like.
Yeah, I feel this. I feel this. It's like they've got some opportunity or something else that they want to get into. They don't want to share it. They want it all to themselves. You know, what I'm sensing there is, this is perfect for this show, by the way, dishonesty.
I know.
Yeah. I think it's time for you to have a straight up discussion. There's nothing to lose by doing that at this point. What is it that you're into that you don't want to share with me? It's fine. You know, we don't have to do everything together. It's okay. We can limit things. We can draw little lines around things and saying, this is what we do together. This is what we don't do together. Now, what is it about this thing that you think that you don't want to tell me about because you probably think I do have a right to it? That's what makes me curious. Let's talk about this. Let's see where we're going with that. I think by just bringing it up and breaking it open, you're first going to get some resistance. No, I'm not. No, no, nothing. Everything's fine. No, 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 no. But if you keep doing this, I think things are going to come to light and it's going to be much better. Otherwise, the feeling that I'm getting in the flow is you guys just sort of diverging. I mean, just like splitting into your different ways.
Yeah,
it's just sort of just falling. It's almost like your partner is thinking, if I don't say anything, things will just happen. But and I don't recommend that course of action.
Yeah.
You know, it's sort of the lazy man's way out.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
Approach. You know, you approach. And approach with a feeling that they have a little bit of an out. You know what I'm saying by that?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You know, if you want to do your thing separately, that's okay. But why do you think I would want to be in on it? Is it something that I do have a legitimate right to? If so, let's talk about that too. You see, it's going to be an uncomfortable situation. Oh, no, it's not. Flow dream on it. Flow dream on the situation before you have it. Flow dream the conversation. We're pre-paving it, okay? So, by the way, for listeners, what this means is if you need to have a tough conversation with somebody, bring them into the flow with you. See you both in the flow of energy that you currently have together. Feel you. You know, it's like you're both sitting on a carnival ride together in the same little tight bucket seat, right? Both going in the same direction forward. But it's like the love boat, right? It's all smooth. It's like Small World at Disneyland. It's not rough, okay? So you're in the flow, you're in the energies, moving forward with the person. You're actually sensing where in your lives your energies are meeting. And then you're talking with them. You're opening up and broaching whatever it is that you want to have happen in real life. What this does is it's like stamping the energies. It's like putting in a pattern. You know, it's like if you have kids and you roll out the Play-Doh and then you have the little, you know, the little farm set and you stamp on the carrots or you stamp on the pizza, you know, shapes. Think of the flow as like that. The flow is the Play-Doh energy. You're stamping in this conversation into it. You're cultivating it. You're creating it energetically first. So what the flow does, it says, we have to make sure this continues into being, continues into existence. Flow goes around and says, how can we best set this up? How can we set up the best time, the best right situation, the both of them coming in with the perfect moods to just exactly emulate this wonderful, beautiful, connective, clear, understanding conversation we just had in the flow. It works brilliantly. I've done it so
perfect.
Often. All right, Renee, well, that's all I'm going to get to. I know I just focused on that one and not the other two, but let's, you know, here's another principle of flow. You fix one area of your life, then you let those nice changes have repercussions through the rest of your areas. And other areas tend to improve as a result of at least getting the one area adjusted, like going to a chiropractor, right? You get the neck done and the back kind of falls in line.
Okay, thank you so much, Summer.
Thanks, Renee. So nice hearing from you.
I
big
know,
star.
Good talking to you.
Yeah, you're my big star in New York. Bye. For anybody else who wants to call in, get a little work done like we just did, 877-230-3062. That's live. Now, if you have questions, you can also email them to me. Now, I tell you, if they're long and personal, I don't know if I can get back to them, because that's what I do in my private session work. And, you know, I've only got 8 hours in my day because I have two kids and a husband that I also take care of. But sometimes if you email me in a question, and I think it's really relevant for other people to learn from and get something from, kind of like Renee just we did there together, then I'm going to read it on air, and I will be sure to keep it somewhat anonymous unless you tell me not. You know, I might just use your first name, and I'm not going to say what the job is or the husband's name or anything like that. For instance, there's a few emails that came in to me over the last month that I've been saving because they're what I call nitty-gritty emails. These are ones that ask real simple, direct questions about what is flow dreaming? How do I do this? How do I use this process? Well, flow dreaming, like I said before, is a technique for manifesting and creating. We use this energy in many different ways. Today's show is about using this energy to discern or not if someone is telling you the truth. However, you can flow dream all kinds of things into your life. Create, what did I say? I was talking on the phone this morning with someone. Oh, it's an alternative form of manifesting. It's an alternative form of manifesting. So all of you alternative types out there, you might enjoy this. I've written two books about it. I have a series of programs that I've recorded on audio CD. These are flow dreams that are anywhere from 10 to 15 minutes long. You go into this space, you move into it. It's not meditation. There is no clearing your mind. There is no quieting your mind. You're very active. You have a lot of energy. You have emotional energy that you pour into your flow. You feel wonderful when you are in the flow dreaming space. I mean, you really feel like it's the best part of your day when you're in this flow dreaming space. Now, all the CDs I've created work on different aspects of your life, one area at a time, maybe your health or your money or getting more good friends in your life. There's flow dreams I have for everything. Some of them you can download as single ones. You know, I make them pretty inexpensive for the fact that they're 10 or 15 minutes long. You know, nice, long, well-produced files. You listen to these. You follow along with my voice as I take you into the guided flow dream. And I'm basically teaching you and sort of attuning you to what this energy is and how to work with it. And, you know, boy, like, I can't even think how many people have done this now. It's got to be in the tens of thousands, 20,000, 30,000. If I think about all the different books that have gone out there, it's become its own little niche of manifesting work. And more people are learning about it. You guys are still on the forefront, though. It hasn't gone out there so much. I've never been on Oprah or Oprah's network, so all of you are still on the vanguard. Here's a question that came in from Amy. She says, is it possible to intersperse two different flow dreaming CDs? I've been listening to the Prosperity Challenge, the 14-day Prosperity Challenge for a while, and now I want to listen to the Happy Relationships flow dreaming. Can I do both at once, or do I have to do them one after another? You can do, here's the answer, you can listen to anything you want in any order that you want. Think of it this way, every time that you're working with a flow dream, that you're working to cultivate and develop one part of your life, you're making changes there. You're making real, actual, positive changes there. It would be like asking me, do I have to plant my whole garden with lettuce? Or can I put some lettuce in and some radishes in and some some carrots? You know, plant the garden that you want to have your life become. You don't have to do all lettuce. Now, if you have one thing in your life that seems to be at the root of everything else, you know, if there's one thing you need to get stabilized, maybe it's the marriage, maybe it's the health condition, you might work on that first. You might just plant the lettuce until you start to see movement and change there, and then add in some of the others. But you know what? Go with your feelings. Go with what feels right. Okay, here is another email that came in, which is from BB. She says, there's a lot of questions here. How about this one? How long will I need to listen to a flow dream? Does it come with instructions? Okay, yeah, No, they don't really come with instructions. Over the years, I have started to add small little sections onto the beginnings or ends of some of them that give you a little brief instruction on how to use it. But briefly, if you just have a Flow Dream MP3 and it lands in your lap and a friend gave it to you with no instructions, you're going to say, what in the world is this? This is not a meditation, because you have way too much excitement in your voice for me to relax to this. That's on purpose. It's the methodology of the Flow Dream. To learn how to do the process, you have to go to the website or listen to this program. Tons of free resources, hours and hours of the show free, lots of articles. Go to my online learning library. Lots of stuff there for you. And how long do you need to listen to the CD or a Flow Dream? You can listen to it as much as you want until you start to see changes. And when you start to see changes, listen to a different one or listen to that one with your new ideas put into it. You'll notice that these Flow Dreams are very open-ended to your situation. They are made for a situation, but not too specific, not too general, right there in the middle. Okay, so Bibi, hope that helped you. Let's do a quickie flow before we do a little bit more work together on air. I see, oh, the lines are full now. Great, wonderful, wonderful. So our Flow Dream today, as we bring up some music, is to help us see clearly into a situation in our life. All right, so think in your mind right now about something that you really want to know the truth on. You want to have the truth be revealed to you in such a way that is constructive, comfortable, that really helps you, that helps improve the situation for everyone. Okay, I'm not asking for big, stark revelations. You find out that your mother is not your mother, and it's all a big, nothing like that, no. These are revelations that help you, that drive you forward in life, that allow you to make really good choices for yourself, for your future, for your family, for your life. We're going to feel this situation right now as we close our eyes together and follow along if this is your first time. It's a very abbreviated Flow Dream. Eyes closed. What is the situation? Oh, you can feel it come in, can't you? It's big in your mind. It's that one big thing needing to be resolved. Oh, yes, there it is. You're saying, if I could only understand this, if I could only see how or know, why, what? Imagine this situation right now. See it. Daydream it. Daydream it. What's it like? Is it like a big billowing grayness? Like a big gray rock in your flow? Something huge and sort of solid. You can't figure it out. It's like you can't see through it. If you could only know. And maybe someone else is involved in this, or some bigger situation, a business or a company or a house, or maybe it's shared between a number of people. Put them all in. Whoever is involved in this, put them right there in that situation too, that big gray swirling mass that you see right ahead of you in your flow, and there you are. You feel like you're in a beautiful path of light, and this path moves forward, it ripples forward, beautiful, easily, and yet there's this big thing, this big gray thing there. And so we say to the situation right now, flow, flow. Make this clear to me. Show me. Show me. I want to see this and start understanding it in a way that lets me work with it for the best, for everyone involved. I want to penetrate this and know this. I want to see what's really there, what's really holding this together. What's really going on in there? Why am I part of this? Show me, show me. And I'm feeling right now how the flow is responding. The flow is saying, all right, we will show you in such a way that makes you feel very comfortable and very good, very constructive, and very much with power. We'll show you in such a way that we also show you how you can change it or adjust it. We won't just show it to you and say, so what are you going to do? No, we're going to show it to you with the tools to change it. We're offering those to you right now, those tools, those means and methods. We're going to flow those in too. Right as you see it, you're also shown the way to adjust it, to make it better, to make it more clear. And as we do this, we see that big gray cloud. What's happening to it? It's starting to lighten up. It's becoming more and more transparent. We can see through it now, and all the parts and pieces and people who are in there, they're also becoming more translucent. We can see through them too. We can see everything. We can see things just as they are. And now we take a big breath. We take a big breath in our flow and in our minds, and we blow it out. And as we do, this beautiful translucence now in front of us just breaks apart and blows away, like sparkling dust in our flow. And we see right through. And we see all the people involved, and we see all the situations involved exactly as they are. And we see them with strength, and we see them with courage, and we see them with power, and we see them with justice. We will make the right choices and the right decisions with all of this good knowledge. Good, healthy, helpful knowledge. And flow energy is scooping this up and putting it into being right now, right here. It's putting it into being. And so we're going to open our eyes, feeling and knowing that we've made an adjustment to something in our life. We've set out a clarion call into our flow, this feeling that we just generated, of this thing resolving and clarifying and showing us the reality along with the tools we need to get the best out of it, shape it in the right direction, all together there. We've done this. And we can do this again and again, all through the day, tomorrow, whenever it strikes us. Move into our flow, make the adjustment, allow life to line up all the things we need for it. Count of three, our eyes are open. 3, 2, and 1. There you go. That was a nice example of utilizing flow energy to make a really constructive change in our life. So, I'm going to let you settle with that, think about it, feel it while we go to a quick break. I'll be getting back to your calls. While you're on the break, maybe you want to go check out flowdreaming.com or say hi to me on Facebook. I love to hear your comments. Or send me that email, summer@flowdreaming.com. How are you listening to this? Tell me right now. Be back in a few moments.
Get in your flow today and discover how to create your world with Flow Dreaming with Summer McStravick.
By far, one of the most popular flow dreaming programs I've ever created is the 2-week Flow Dreaming Prosperity Challenge. I think it's because we look at the energy of money and income from a really practical, yet energy-based point of view. We look at how our own internal thoughts and feelings either help money cooperate with us and come to us, or run away. Money is energy. It's flow energy, no better or worse than anything else. And it's simply up to us to change our own internal connection to this energy, to allow it to pour freely into our lives. We each deserve to have enough money to live happily, healthily, without fear for ourselves or our families. We each deserve to be able to do what we love in the precious days of our lives, and money is the energy that allows us to do this. So I invite you to remake your personal connection to money and income by exploring my Prosperity Challenge 2-week book and CD program. It's inexpensively priced. It's at Amazon.com or my website, flowdreaming.com. And it might be the best investment you ever make because you're investing in yourself.
Hi, I'm Summer's mom, Venus Andrecht. Pour yourself another cup of coffee or a glass of wine and go get my podcast for the Dear Venus Show. How is my show different from my daughter's show? Oh my, it's a lot different. Every month, I have at least one chat with a dead celebrity on the other side. Recently, I met with Billy the Kid and Princess Diana. Other weeks cover unusual, odd, or what I hope are topics that will help you with your lives, your loves, and your quirks. I also take your calls on air and give you readings, and every show, I toss out good energy mojos to all my listeners. Mojos that work in the archives, too. Oh, wow, you don't know what good mojos are? Well, come listen and find out. You may even feel them when they work their magic on you. My show could definitely rearrange your life in a good way. Go to my website to find out my live show times and how to podcast it at GodIsAlwaysHappy.com. That's GodIsAlwaysHappy.com. I'll see you there.
Do you want to learn more about flow dreaming? I'm Summer McStravick, and I know I don't always explain the technique in every Flow Dreaming radio show because that would get repetitive. But you can learn a lot more about Flow Dreaming by visiting my online learning library at flowdreaming.com. It's full of free articles about Flow Dreaming, so you can learn more about both the technique and the philosophy. You might also want to talk with other people who, like you, want to manifest and create in their lives by stopping by my Facebook page and searching the term Flow Dreaming. Thousands of people have gathered there in the Flow Dreaming community, and I post on my Facebook page almost every day. I hope to meet you there soon.
Discover what being a manifesting practitioner means by exploring Summer's website, flowdreaming.com. It's a hub for manifestors like you who want to learn more about the unseen energies of this world. You'll find Summer's blog, downloadable Flow Dreaming MP3s, links to her radio shows, archives, and much, much more. It's the place to go for all things flow. See you there. Flowdreaming.com.
Manifest your life with Summer McStravick and Flow Dreaming.
Welcome back to Flow Dreaming. We have time to take a couple of calls, so let's go for it. Hey, Leslie, you're in Seattle. How are you today?
Hi, Summer.
Hi.
There was just some static there. I'm so excited to talk to you.
Oh, good.
I have a couple of your CDs. It's been a while because a couple got lost in a move, but but I will find them. But I have kind of a special request for a flow dream, and I've heard you describe something like this in the past, but
okay.
I've taken a couple weeks. I'm kind of between jobs, but really don't want to go back to a full-time job because I'm focusing on something, and I have worked a lot on my own doing contract work, but it's been a while, and the economy hasn't been good for that kind of work, but I'm working on developing a media project, and things are starting to happen. So that's one area that I'm putting energy into, but now I need to kind of jump back and create work that will be supportive of that. And I'm hoping to find more like freelance work rather than a full, because that is always kind of draining on me and then maybe limiting. And if other things start to happen in this other arena, so trying to find a way to balance it as well as create the financial flow to keep me, that will keep me focused in the exciting project.
Yes, you're right in saying that you may have heard me do something like this before. I'm thinking months and months ago, I don't remember the show, I helped a young man who had a passion for creating ceremonial drums. And he was looking for some kind of work that would, he either wanted to do the drum work full time or find a work that would be complementary to his passion. And we came up with a flow dream, and I'm pretty sure we did it on air together, where we worked to bring him work that supported each other. So that's what you're looking for too. You want your own thing to start working, but in the meantime, you want something else that you can do that, one, doesn't drain the life out of you, but rather supports you well enough that you have the leftover energy and passion and time to put yourself into the other. You're looking for two kinds of work, essentially. One that just brings in the core income, but also, here's what I also like to add in, and we did for this fellow, that's also somehow complementary to your other work. So you're not wasting your time, in essence, someplace else, but it's close enough that what you're learning there will be transferable. So in other words, if you're doing some basic marketing work for a company, and yet the work that you want to do on your own is ultimately going to require marketing, you're picking up those marketing skills, right? So it's complementary to what your other thing is. And you're right, I haven't recorded a flow dream about this. Maybe I should, because it is a nice sort of nuanced way to request work. All right, let's do it together for everybody listening, too, who was also in this situation, because I know the guy who did the drums emailed me back a couple weeks later, and he had found a great job, so it worked for him. Okay, Leslie, let's do this. We're going to close eyes, and I'm going to look at you. Oh, my, look at you. You have an exacting mind. You have an ability to see small things and details. You know what? It's like you're a 1,000-piece puzzle is when I look at you. Do you ever feel like that?
Yeah, the project is like a big jigsaw puzzle.
Okay. I feel this 1,000-piece puzzle. All these little tiny pieces have to go in like lines of code. It's interesting. Okay, so, all right, first of all, I'm opening you up a little bit because you're tight in there. Your energies are very tightly wound. There's a little restriction happening in what you're allowing in and what you're not. Opening you up. It's like a breeze, you know, a breeze going through you, sending through you. Okay, here we are. Wonderful work. Feel this with me. Feel yourself right now. Oh, you know, I'm doing this work that gives me nice, big, hunky paychecks. I see these big, fat checks coming in. Oh, just what I need. Oh, here's $3,000. I needed that one. That's great. Oh, it's good that this is coming in. This is solid. This is steady. You know, it's not so different than the other thing that I'm developing where my heart is. It's so close. It's almost like they're, you know, two kids in the same family. They're not the same, but they're closely related. Oh, I feel good doing this. I have time. It's like my hands are held out in front of me, and they're evenly balanced. The one hand is holding this work that I'm doing right now that's bringing me a nice, steady income. The money just keeps coming in. There it comes in. And the other hand is holding that thing that I'm developing, and I have time. I switch back and forth between the two, and they're even-handed, switching back and forth between the two. I'm like a juggler who knows the craft so well. You hardly even see those hands moving. It's so seamless. It's so integrated. It's a wonderful feeling how one thing supports the other. It's like riding a bicycle. One foot, the other foot, down, up, down on the pedals, up, down. One pedal supports the movement ahead of the other pedal. That's exactly the feeling I have. One pedal supporting the other pedal. There we go. Oh, all right, Leslie, see, we generated that feeling for you. So you continue taking that feeling, especially that bicycle pedal. That was very strong. It very much captured the sense of those two kinds of work, okay?
Yeah, like being supported by the universe in all ways.
Absolutely.
That was
all right,
wonderful.
Thanks for your call.
Good luck.
Keep me posted. All right, take care. Bye. Hey, Donna, you're in Illinois. What's happening with you?
Hello, Summer. It's a pleasure to speak with you. Thank you for taking my call.
Sure.
This must be employment day.
It must be. What's with the middle of July? Employment day? Who'd have guessed?
I have a position that I've been in for 7 years, and it's time to move on, and it's time to grow. Mm. And I've been looking for about 6 months, and the last few interviews have gone swimmingly. In fact, so much so I started taking things off the walls of my office. I really thought I had them.
Yeah.
And the last one I probably would have had, but a reorganization came in and bit me, and it actually took that position away.
Okay.
Can you see when or if or what I'm going to be doing?
Yes, I feel actually with you, it's not far off. Sometimes I get real strong impressions of time for people, but I never say, I mean, I try not to say, you know, 2 months or 3 months. I get a feeling of something being very close up. It's like it's very close to my face. That's the sense I get. So I always interpret that as close to me, close coming up in my life. You have that sense. I'm getting a feeling you're going to have a couple more interviews, 2-3 more interviews. And then something is going to percolate out of it. Something is going to come out of it. But you're right. Where you are right now, there is no more mobility. It's the same work. It's like the same work.
Well,
driving me crazy.
You have that right, Summer.
Yeah, I feel that inside you. Yes, the other interviews, I see where they went swimmingly, but you know what? It wasn't you again. It was just a question of the fit. That's what I'm getting around you. It was the fit. Like, they were looking for a certain personality type right off the get-go. And qualification and all of that was fine, good. There was nothing wrong with you. It's just like they needed a certain personality for a certain person. I don't know. So I would just let those go. I would let those go. Look for the next 2 to 3 more. I think that the next thing you get in is going to be more exciting. Be cautious, though. Be cautious. Because, I don't know. You know what it is? You have to state from the get-go what it is you want and hold them to it. Let's say that. That's the most that I'm getting. Hold them to it. Don't let them tell you something and then go back on it.
Okay.
That's the feeling. Okay?
Thank you, Summer.
You're welcome, Donna. Thank you so much for your call. Well, that was a very quick show for me. My goodness. I hope it was for you, too. I hope I helped entertain and educate you for this hour of your life while you were doing whatever else it is that you're doing, running on your treadmill or sitting down at your desk, whatever it is. Thank you for spending the time with me, learning how to flow dream, learning how to take power back in your life. Until next week, my love goes to you all. I'm Summer McStravick. The show has been called Flow Dreaming.
Hi, I'm Summer McStravick, host of this show, Flow Dreaming. As a BBS radio listener, you can receive 10% off all of my books, CDs, and instant MP3 downloads at the Manifesting Store at flowdreaming.com. Just enter the coupon code letters BBS during checkout. Enjoy 10% off at flowdreaming.com. Remember, BBS at checkout. This offer expires on July 31st.